Welcome to the Accent Africa audio recordings. This session was taught in January 2016 during an ACTS 1-8 conference in Hawassa, Ethiopia. Dr. Ensign Loaysia is teaching on how to plant a spirit-empowered missionary church. The translation is Amharic. We trust you will enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. Feel free to contact us at accentafrica@agmd.org.
Thank you so much. In this session, I'm going to do two things. I am going to do what I have been asked to teach on or to present. But before that, I want us to answer one question that I was asked 2 days ago. One brother, 2 days ago, the platform, during the evening services, he asked me a question: would you tell us more methods about church planting? So I told him, I'll try. We do not have a lot of time, but I'll try to just say a few words about that. And Dr. Denny Miller already began talking about that this morning. So please permit me to begin with that. The unfortunate thing is that we do not have the translation for this part. And the next part, we do not have it in your book, but we have the translation for the PowerPoint. So please, if you can write this down, it is not in your book. And it's all in English. So, church planting movement. How do we, initiate and move with the church planting movement of the Spirit? If ever we are going to penetrate in the sub-region of Ethiopia, we have to have a church planting movement. We cannot afford to have one church after 4 years, after 5 years. How many years has the Ethiopian Assemblies of God been here in the South region?
14 years.
14 years,
yeah.
1-4.
About
14 years.
14 years, yeah.
Okay. In 14 years we have 23 churches. But in 10 years, we want to have 440 churches. In a longer period, we have fewer churches. In a shorter period, we want to have 440 churches. To do that is madness. How do you have 440 new churches in 10 years when you had only 23 churches in 14 years? It can be done.
When
there is a move of the Spirit and a church movement, a church planting movement has begun.
Because
So we are not going to do business as usual. Turn to your neighbor and tell them we are not going to do business as usual. Again, turn to your neighbor behind and say we are not going to do business as usual. Come on, help me to preach and tell them we are not going to do business as usual. Thank you. So to do that, there are a few things we must be aware of. Dr. Danny Miller presented three elements immediately. Elements of a church planting movement. Number one, a clear focus on the mission of God. For the nations, for the tribes, for languages, and all people.
ለህዝባችን ለማህበረሰብ ለጎሳ የተለያየ ቋንቋ ለሚናገሩ ሰዎች ግልጽ እና ንጹህ ይሁን ግልጽ የሆነ ትኩረት ሊኖረን
We must be passionate for the mission of God.
ለእግዚአብሔር የወንጌል ተልዕኮ የተሰጠን መሆን ይገባናል.
Pastors must be driven by the mission of God.
አገልጋዮች በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የተነዳችሁ ልትሆኑ ይገባችኋል.
The harvest is already there. You have to learn to see the harvest everywhere. Open your eyes and see the harvest. So we must be driven by the mission of God. This is critical. The second one. We have to have constant and continuous Pentecost experiences. It is not an option. And you as a pastor, you have to be filled again and again and again and again.
መሪ አገልጋዮች በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ኃይል በየጊዜው ተደግመን የምንሞላ ሰው
you have to be in step with the spirit every time
ወልጊዜ ከመንፈስ ቅዱስ ጋር መሆን አለባችሁ
from time to time you will feel distance from God
ከጊዜ ወደ ጊዜ ከእግዚአብሔር እየራቃችሁ ምትል መሆን አለባችሁ
you feel like the holy spirit is not touching you
መንፈስ ቅዱስ የማይነካችሁ ወይም ደግሞ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ፊት ያደጋችሁ ሰው
ሁሉ fall back on his feet and plead for his mercy plead for his presence be seek for his empowering infilling
በጠዋት በማታ በየጊዜው የእሱን ናፍቆት ይኑራችሁ መታጠቁን ሙላቱን ናፍቁ
This is a critical element for church planting movement.
ለቤተክርስቲያን ተከላው ወሳኝ መሳሪያ ነው።
The third element Dr. Dan Miller talked about already this morning.
በማለዳው ለግዚያችን Dr. Miller የተናገሩት ነው ሶስተኛው ቁስ ነገር።
Pastors, we have to be strategic by preaching on the call. እንደ ቤተክርስቲያን
መሪዎች እንደ አገልጋይ ወልግዜ በእግዚአብሔር ጥሪ ላይ ያተኮረን አገልግሎት ማገልገልና ሰዎችን ለእግዚአብሔር ጥሪ መለየት
And identifying those who are the call those who are willing separating them encouraging them sending them into the training system
ለእግዚአብሔር መለኮታዊ ጥሪ ምላሽ የሰጡትን ሰዎች ደግሞ በተለያየ መንገድ አግዛችሁ ለጥሪያቸው ማስተማራት ተጠበቅባችኋል
strategically preaching of the call
ስንተነፋችሁ በእግዚአብሔር መለኮታዊ ጥሪ ላይ መስበክ አለባችሁ
Dr. Danny Miller did that last night
Dr. Miller ይህንን ያደረጉት ለማማ
Our business director said that was strange how do you talk about the call on an open air meeting like that
ወነት ነው ብያችኋለሁ እንደዛ አይነት ሜዳ ላይ ስለ እግዚአብሔር መለኮታዊ ጥሪ እንዴት ይሰበካል
Wherever the Holy Spirit is moving, He is calling people. So you have to have a sickle, you have to have a hook.
So that's it. ማጥን ይዛችሁ መግባት አለባችሁ መንጠቆ አሳ ለማጥመድ ይዛችሁ መግባት አለባችሁ
let the people be identified
ሰዎች ራሳቸው ለይተው ለጥሩ መልስ ይስጡ
let me give you examples from history of people that I know that have done this very well
እኔ ማቃቸው ነው ሁለት ሰዎች ታሪክ ልንገራችሁ
Dr. Denny Miller used to work in our Bible school. Both of them, Sandy and Denny, they used to work in our Bible school. And every week they would travel everywhere, preaching the gospel. They would travel 300 kilometers and they come back on Sunday, Monday they are at work and they are teaching, she is the administration.
ማቶምራም ኪሎሜትር ሁለት ይሎ አገልግሎት ይመጣሉ ሰኞ ትምርት ቤት ያስተምራሉ እሷ የትምርት ቤት አስተዳደር ሆና ሰራለች ብቻ በጣም የሚገርም ስራ ሰርተዋል
so they would come students
ናና ተማሪዎች ነን
because they would want to train the students
ተማሪዎችን ለማሰልጠን
how to preach how to pray for the for the baptism of the Holy Spirit
first ቅዱስ ሙላት እንዴት መጸለይ እንዳለብን እንዴት መስበክ እንዳለብን ያስተምሩናል
but one thing they used to carry also
አንድ ነገር ግን የማይጥሙት ነገር አለበት
was a form a pre-registration form for people to come to Bible school
what is it is a prayer basifra መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ሄደው መማር ለሚፈልጉ ሰዎች የሚጋብዙበት ፎርም ይዘው ሄዱ ነበር
at one time our Bible school to open in September
ያ ወቅት ላይ መስከረም ላይ ትምህርት ቤታችን ሊጀምር ሲል
so this form was called the September miracle
የሚ ፎርሙላ መንብራ በመስከረም የሚሆን ተአምራት ብለው ጽፈውበት
so after preaching
እኔ እየሰበኩ ያለ
they would say if you have a call
ጥሪ ካላችሁ
if you sense God is speaking to you
እግዚአብሔር እየተናገረ ይኖር አገልግሎት ልትሉ
ካላችሁ come with a pre-registration form
ቅድመ ፎርም ይዘን መጣላል ፎርም የምትሞሉበት ወረቀት ይዘን መጣላል
you can fill it
ሰማችሁ ሙሉ
ሰዲ ቱ ዘ ባይብል ስቱድ
ከዛ ወደ ትምህርት ቤቱ ላይ
አንድ ወደ ራይቱ ባክ
ከዛም ስልካቸው ዛሬ
ነው constantly they were identifying they were putting people that were sensing this call from the Lord
ዳበ ቀርቶኛል ምንትሩ ቆረ በዚህ ፎርም ላይ ልክ ስጡን እግዚአብሔር ይመልሳል ይሉ ነበር
so pastors
አገልጋዮች
in your local churches
በያጥቢያዎቻችሁ
you should have Bible school application forms.
በእያጥቢያዎቻችሁ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ሄደው የሚሰጡ አገልግሎቶች የሚሞሉት ፎርም ይኖራል።
When people start sensing the call to the ministry,
እግዚአብሔር ወደ አገልግሎት ጠርቷቸው ካለ ሰዎች
speak to them, give them the form.
አናግሯቸውና ፎርሙን ስጧቸው።
Let them fill it.
ሙሉና ጠሉ ይበሏቸው።
Very critical.
በጣም ወሳኝ ነገር
ነው። Second example.
ሁለተኛ ምሳሌ ልንገራችሁ።
And because of that we started having a lot of students coming to the Bible school.
ያንን ፎርም በያጥቢያው ከመበተናቸው የተነሳ ይህ ሰውዬ ወደ ትምህርት ቤታችን የሚመጡ ተማሪ ቁጥራቸው በጣም ብዙ ነበር።
We have to be strategic.
እናም ስልት ነደፍን።
Others they will be called but they will be afraid to go.
አንዳንዶች ደግሞ ወደ ትምህርት ወደ ተልኳቸው ለመሄድ ይፈራሉ።
God does not just call those that are idle. He calls even those who are working in the government, who have business enterprises, he calls everybody.
በመንግስት ስራ ላይ ያሉትን ሰዎች ይጠራል፣ በንግድ ላይ ያሉትን ይጠራል፣ በማንኛውም መስክ የተሰማሩትን እንደሚጠራ መርሳት የለባቸውም።
So you as a pastor, you have to encourage them.
እናንተ እንደ መጋቢ እነዚህን ሰዎች ማበረታታት አለባችሁ።
Second example.
ሁለተኛው ምሳሌ ልነግር ነው።
In Tanzania,
በታንዛኒያ ሀገር
they declared the decade of Pentecost.
Pentecost
from 2008.
በፈረንጆች ከ2008 እስከ
2018
ድረስ ያለው የፔንቴኮስት አመት ብለው አስተምረዋል።
They had a bold God. You know the God they have?
በጣም የሚገርም እቅድ ነው ያቀዱት እኔ ራሴ አይቻለሁ
they want 10,000 new churches
በአስር አመት ውስጥ እኔ ቢሮአቸው ሄጄ ጎብኝቻለሁ እውነት ለመናገር በአስር አመት ውስጥ 10,000 ቤተክርስቲያን እንተክላለን ብለው ነው የተነሱ
10,000 new churches
አዳዲስ እኮ ነው 10,000 ቤተክርስቲያናትን እንተክላለን ብለው ነው የተነሱ
We have been privileged to be there under you know Africa Acts in Africa initiative.
በዚህ በአክስ አፍሪካ ኢን አፍሪካ ኢኒሼቲቭ የሄደን ጎበኘናቸው.
And we've seen the miracle of God in that country.
በታንዛኒያ ያደረገው ተአምራት አየን.
But this is what they did. The pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Tokambali, and part of his executive, decided in the first 2 years to travel to every section and every district of the country. At that stage, they had close to 105 sections. And they had about 15 districts. So they were traveling. They would travel and come back to their churches. They all passed the churches. It took them 2 years to go to every section and every district to, cast their vision. So they preach as they visit. When they finished in 2 years, one thing they were also doing is to challenge people to step out to the ministry as God calls them. By the time they finished the first 2 years, they had collected 6,000 names of people who had a call and they were willing to go into the ministry. So you see, they want 10,000 churches. In 2 years, they have already recognized 6,000 who are willing to go into the ministry and start planting churches. In the first 1 year, from 2008 to 2000, and I think we went 2010,
the first time,
they had already planted over 1,000 churches. So they are going to meet the target of 10,000 churches in 10 years. The Tanzania church is a church planting machine. They are planting from everywhere. Ethiopia, you are doing well, but God can do much, much more than you are doing. God wants to do exponential growth. He doesn't want to do addition. He wants to do multiplications to the square 10. That's what God wants to do. So please, these three elements are critical. Be passionate about the mission of God. Constantly, continuously seek the Pentecostal experience. Continuously, strategically preach on the call of God. Those are other foundation of a church planting movement. There has to be a passion for the harvest. Leaders must have the passion for church planting. There was a question yesterday that was quite a difficult question. No, yesterday or the day before yesterday, I've forgotten. Dr. Danny Miller was asked, yes, yeah. What do we do when members want to plant churches but the pastor is not willing, is not ready to plant churches? When you have that situation, you have a bad situation. It is a terrible situation. It's not a nice situation. That pastor is standing in the doorway of revival. I'd rather have a pastor who is so passionate about church planting. While the church is dragging. But to have members who are passionate about church planting and the pastor is dragging. Maybe that pastor needs to leave that church. Because they are against the beginning of a church planting movement. Leaders lead the way. Period. Leaders lead the way. You've heard of that joke.
And
somebody is following after a group of people.
And so,
about 100 there in front, and this man is coming and he's running and he's panting. He's running after them. And he tells people, please tell them to wait for me. I'm supposed to be their leader. Please tell them to wait for me. When you have a picture like that, then you have trouble. Leaders lead. So as leaders, pastors, elders, deacons, we must lead. Where there is less passion, there is less vision for church planting. So we must have a compelling vision to be opened. You know, passion is to suffer for, is what you hunger for intensely. It moves into an extraordinary life until God's call is fulfilled. Prophet Jeremiah, you would say, you know, I wanted to stop. I've been persecuted so much. I wanted to let go. I wanted to quit.
But when I
kept quiet, I couldn't hold it. Because the word of God was, you know, like fire in my bones. I couldn't hold it. It was like fire in my bones. That's what must happen. When you see and reach people, let there be fire in your bones. When you see a place where there is no church, let it be like fire in your bones. Passion. Nothing else but passion. That should characterize us. If we can't demonstrate that passion, we are not going to lead. May God give us grace. So, quickly, methods of church planting. You must remember that the Lord is the Lord of the heavens. God is the Lord of the heavens. And the basic method is that we must move with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a strategy. It's critical for us to understand. So let's always move with the strategy of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to have this constant Pentecostal experience. So that we may hear His voice. So that we may follow His strategy. Why? Although methods are transferable, contexts are not transferable. I can give you an example of what happens in Malawi. But the context in Malawi is different from here. Amen. So you may take the method that I explained and try to use it here, and it doesn't work. Because the context is different. So that's why we need to move by the power of the Holy Spirit. Who unlocks context? Who unlocks environment? Depend on the Holy Spirit. He is the one who creates the strategy. So the basic main strategy for church planting is the Holy Spirit. Turn to your neighbor and tell them the basic strategy for church planting is the Holy Spirit. Come on, tell them. Amen.
Amen.
One example from history. A man used to be a missionary in Germany.
And Assemblies
of God missionary in Germany. After some years, he changed fields and he went to South Korea. When he went to South Korea, he started working with David Yonggi Cho. The one who had a lot of impact in South Korea. And as he worked with David Yonggi Cho, he came to realize some things about South Korea. He was having great success whatever he was doing. Whenever he would preach, there would be a lot of response, there would be success. Whenever he would pray for the sick would recover. So this really surprised him. Because he used to do the same thing in Germany and it was not happening the same way. He was preaching the same sermons. The sermons he preached in German. In German, there was no success. In South Korea, there was success. So he comes to David Yonggi Cho and says, "You have to tell me something." The same sermons. In German, no success. Here, great success. The same way I pray for the sick in
German,
no success. But here, great success. Would you tell me? David Yonggi Cho looked at him with a smile, and he says, "There's a difference." He says, "You know, before we started seeing great revival, the Korean church had prayed since the 1920s. For years, they had prayed constantly for a revival. Close for 40 years, people had prayed. Now, he said, "You know what happened? There is an open heavens over South Korea." So things happen because there is an open heavens. Prayer created an open heaven over South Korea. All he was telling him is that the context is different. So church planting methods depend upon the move of the Holy Spirit. But quickly, let me say a few elements that which you can maybe jot down and maybe you can use. Some methods that have been used in different places. Number one, by vocational ministers. By vocational ministers are ministers that have got a call, but they have also another job. They could be working in the government, they could be a policeman, they could be a businessman, and they continue to run these things and get income from these things, and then they go to pastor a church. Those are called bivocational ministers.
Bivocational in Baran, when they go to the
Moyatin. They have two jobs. These ministers have access to open churches easier than those that may have maybe a full time ministry position.
And that is a watch.
So if somebody works as a teacher, the government is paying them to plant a church. Somebody is working as a medical doctor. He goes to that remote place where they are far people. The government is paying him as a medical doctor, but in the evening he's preaching the gospel. Two jobs. There is a church that is growing faster than any Pentecostal church in the world today. It's from Nigeria.
Yes, right, the new Nigeria.
It's called the Redeemed Christian Gospel Church.
Redeemed Christian Gospel Church in Mibarala.
You've heard of it? The current leader is Adeboye.
Adeboye Ibaralu.
Enoch Adeboye.
Enoch Adeboye Ibaralu.
He was a mathematic professor.
Professor of the University of Miasta.
But he's the current leader, he's not the founder. He started around 1953. This church is growing by leaps and bounds, you'll be shocked. And the leader doesn't have a very big voice like I preach. But the power that comes out of that movement, you'll be surprised. About 5 years ago, he was in a conference I think it is in UK. And he said, by the grace of God, that was about August. And he says, by the grace of God, we want to plant 40 more churches here in Europe in the next 2 months.
How can
you say you're going to plant 40 churches in Europe in 2 months? But that's how they plant churches, because they send laymen to be the center of the church planting movement. Wherever their person goes to, sent by United Nations, that place they will plant a church. They will send the person and say, okay, you're going to Malawi. We are planting a church in your
head.
Then when there is a small group, they send the pastor. And they have churches in close to 190 nations of the world. It is moving like crazy. You can go on their websites everywhere, you check how they are growing. They have a church planting movement. You can go into an area and do a cell penetration. You set up a person who starts a home cell. In the evenings, they are just doing a home cell. After some time, that home cell turns into a church. You can have 2-3 home cells even before you start meeting on Sunday. You have 4 home cells in one area. In one area, there are 5 people that are meeting on Tuesdays. Then you move on Wednesday, you go to another home cell where there are 5 people. And then on Thursday, you move to another area and do a home cell for 7 people. 4 or 5 months, you are doing home cells without the Sunday service. When the people are getting established, then you start on Sunday. When you are beginning on Sunday, you have 30-40 people right
there.
Amen. That's one method. The crusade method. For years in Assemblies of God Malawi, we had the privilege of some people that would come from America and do crusades. But the clear difference of this crusade was that the crusade were meant to start a church. Don't have a crusade that do not begin a church. Don't begin a campaign that will not lead to starting a church. I told you the example from Malawi. We use the Jesus film so much. As a center of attraction. People come to see Jesus speaking in Amharic. And then around there you preach and you minister to the people. You can begin churches using the compassionate method. You go dig a well in a place. You start speaking to people around and you start having meetings, Christian meetings. What's the best way? Jesus gives water of life. That's one method. Supernatural intervention, signs and wonders. Where miracles happen, the hearts of people are open. I repeat. Where miracles happen, the hearts of people are open. And the church easily begins. Some people have got a very crazy methodology. That methodology I put there is a crazy one. Sometimes the Catholic use this. Building first. Then the people will come later. Now, the people that have this strategy have a lot of money. They will build the building first, and then they will start evangelizing for the people to come. The other method, the last one is where people call you to come and plant a church. Like a Macedonian call. Pastor, would you consider to come and preach here? Pastor, you know, people here do not know Christ. Would you consider to come and preach here? That's a Macedonian call. Come speak to us. It's a call for you to go plant a church. These are few methods. But the key is the Holy Spirit. But remember, there must be a prepared point person. A man or a woman. There must be somebody who lead. So whenever we continue praying, people must avail themselves. Then the local church, the national church, must bring support.
Amen.
Is there any question? For all these things I've spoken this morning, we'll soon be going for break. Is there any question? Thank you.
The meetings are useful and the meetings are very useful, but on the funding. The funding, the way to raise funds to support those countries.
First and foremost, thank you so much. That's a critical question.
But I was saying again also in the year COVID, I'm a grand.
Church planting will demand a bit of money. But we should never, ever, ever put money in front before we start planting churches. We will never plant churches if we think money. We will never plant churches. But the basic is the local church should be the financier of church plants. Two ways. Through the money that comes in the national, in the local church, the pastor should be having a mission fund. Number two, challenge people within the church to own up that vision, and the money will come. You have to begin somewhere. Don't wait when you have too much money. You will never plant. Amen.
Amen.
The very first churches you plant, they may not be organized better financially, but plant anyway. Go do something. So the local church should be really the engine for raising funds
to plant churches.
Like I said, we from the local church that I'm part of, as a team leader, I had to give direction and vision. We were planting one church every 2 years, one church every 3 years.
And
that was too slow for me. So I talked to my pastors. We have five pastors that I work with that are full-time at the local church. And I said, this vision is is too slow. So I stood in the church and I said, from now onwards, we are going to be planting 5 churches every year. And we give about $75 for every pastor upon which the church they are leading every month. We are now in the third year. We have just begun the third year of that 5 church plants every year. We tell the pastors that we help. We are going to support you for 1.5 years. 1.5 years we start assessing you. As the church is growing, we remove the allowance for your home. We may give you just allowance as an upkeep allowance. But we increased capacity. We are 20 years old. This year we are celebrating 20 years. Our capacity has grown over the years. I give an example to tell you that we were not planting 5 churches 20 years ago. But because we have challenged people rise up to the challenge. Let me give you an example. The last churches we planted last year, one person, he is not even a Malawian, he is a Kenyan. He comes to a church and he says, Pastor, I want to buy a plot for that church. The men's ministry.
In August last year, they bought iron sheets for one church, for the whole church. I didn't even talk to them. Just one Sunday they were doing a men's ministry. Then they surprised. We have bought iron sheets for that church. Give vision to people and people will rise up to that vision. Challenge people and they will rise up. So men and women, one person, one young man just said, I will be contributing monthly to such and such a pastor. Every month I'll be bringing in. He was bringing in about $10 for the upkeep of that pastor. So give a vision and the people will rise up to the vision. You will not do it alone. You will be surprised. The church is a sleeping giant. And it will rise up when you challenge that church. Amen.
Amen.
We are going for break now. And then after break, I'll leave it to Dr. Mila, who is going to work together with the leaders to moderate. There's another question. Okay, I'll entertain only the last one. We have run out of time.
Hey, Mr. Lingaracho. He has a smile on his face, serving something. Yeah, that's what they say.
It is a challenge what is this speech. In our nation, the church leaders are so slow down in church planting, and most of them, they focus in instead of to go out for church planting. And most of our churches are planted by split, because the church leaders are not, they have no vision to plant neighbor village or the next town. So the church members, you know, they are fighting inside, so they split. Then the church planting will happen going on. So this is a challenge. Actually, he is supporting it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We should not go that way.
But that Karaye no Munji.
Dr. Denny Mir and Sandy, they know the church I go to. In number wise, we are not the biggest. We are 500 now. But in the resources, we are the biggest. We plant more churches. We support the national church missions. And you know, we give to the Bible schools more than any church. Our tithe to the national church has been the biggest for 20 years. We run a radio station. We run a television station. We run street kids ministries. We have a clinic. We have 40 workers. Our pastors are not the highest paid pastors, but we do more work because we believe in the mission of God. The more we give out, the more money comes. Let me give you an example. Hold your hand like this. Everyone have a feast. Okay, do it now this way. Open your palm now. Give me an answer. If you had a fist like this or an open palm, which one will have more money put into the hands? Answer me. When you stretch, eh? When you are like this, you receive little. When you do this, you receive more. God bless you.